As of April 1, BC Ferries has adjusted rates across the board, including a 33% increase in reservation-only fees on Route 3. The rate change is to encourage travelers and commuters to book ahead and choose off-peak sailing times, said Jeff Groot, BC Ferries Executive Director of Communications, in an email to Coast Reporter. Fare changes. There are three fare choices for travelers heading on BC Ferries routes between the Sunshine Coast and the Lower Mainland, and Powell River and Comox, all of which have recently been adjusted. The Saver fares are the cheapest option. Starting at $39, Saver fares are offered for less popular, off-peak, sailings and paid in full at the time of booking. There is no regular schedule for Saver fares, however, some sailings such as the last one of the day on Route 30 Saw-Wah-Sen to Nanaimo Duke Point, will generally have Saver price points, said Reet Sidhu, BC Ferries Senior Communications Advisor. The number of available reservations on Saver fare sailings has doubled as of April 1. The cancellation fees for prepaid fares have been reduced to $5 from $15. Prepaid fares can now be cancelled up to midnight the day before departure. Saver fares have a $5 cancellation 4 days or more before departure, and a $20 cancellation fee 3 or fewer days before departure. Reservation-only bookings are non-refundable, have a $5 change fee and do not have a no-show fee. The reservation-only fee, an additional cost to make a booking, has increased to $20 from $15. Groot said the 33% increase for reservations reflects the additional pressure this fare puts on the system. He said that many people who book multiple reservations either don't show up at all or show up for one without canceling their other bookings. Raising the reservation-only fee is meant to discourage this practice, according to him. It takes significantly more time to check in a reservation-only booking than a Saver or prepaid booking due to additional payment needed at the terminal, leading to longer waiting times, Groot said. Overall, Groot said that these pricing adjustments are designed to offer greater departure certainty. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.